It's time we bring in the artistic director, Oscar Espina-Ruiz, who will be joining us, and we'll talk about the upcoming concerts this weekend. Good morning, Oscar. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here.
All right. Now, you, I called your wife first by accident. I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
I dialed the wrong number. So apologize to her for me, okay?
It's quite okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's a busy weekend once again at Music Mountain, and it's a special weekend for me. I have already interviewed Bob Parker, and this weekend Music Mountain has someone that everybody knows around here, someone who has been in the music industry for most of his 95 years, someone who is also known for his incredible album artwork and more, his paintings. Jive by Five is going to be performing on Saturday, and he's just an amazing person, Robert Parker.
Yes, I can't wait. I mean, he's been playing at Music Mountain also for a few decades. I don't know exactly how many, but this is a very special concert. It's always great to have Bob Parker and Jive by Five, but this Saturday we are actually going to have them with a special guest, with Wanda Houston on vocals and a wonderful group. So it's going to be even more special than usual, 7 p.m. at Music Mountain.
You know, and also joining them will be one of Bob's sons, because they're all involved musically as well. We'll be joining the Jive by Five for this weekend's event as well. Like I said,
that's right.
He's an amazing guy. At 95, he does more than I do at 60 some years of age. He's an amazing guy.
For sure. Yeah, Christopher Parker. Actually, I believe three sons. I think Bob Parker has three sons.
Yes.
And there was a year when all three came to Music Mountain. Very, very special. This time, Christopher Parker will also join Bob Parker on drums. So we'll have two drummers on the stage. Very, very special. Also, talking about Saturday, so Crepe Royale will come back. So please come early, around 5:30, if you wish, to have a pre-concert crepe picnic. So, yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. I hope people come to celebrate with us at Music Mountain.
All right, then on Sunday, the Jupiter String Quartet will be the featured artist.
Yes. Last summer, this was the concert that we had to cancel because of the tornado or hurricane, I guess hurricane, that we had in the summer. And so we rescheduled to this year, to this Sunday, August 28th. The Jupiter String Quartet is one of the best quartets in the country, and they're going to be playing a beautiful program of Haydn. They continue our theme, the Opus 20 Sun Quartets, and then they'll do Tchaikovsky, the first of the three string quartets that the composer wrote. And in the middle, a little discovery piece by David Taylor. It's called Chaconne, Labyrinth, all of it for a string quartet. That's different this Sunday, so no guest artist. So we're delving 100% into string quartet repertoire. But a great program, too, and this quartet being so awesome, I think it's also going to make a great concert. Can't wait.
Yeah, now, and, you know, we sit here, and basically this is, we're well into August now, and really when you take a look at this, you're starting to just head into the home stretch for what you're going to present for the rest of the season.
I know. I mean, I prepare the programs, and there's this page about upcoming concerts, and the other day yesterday I was noting at the concert that page now includes the rest of the season through September 18th. So it's amazing. I mean, we go for 16 weeks in a row, and we are getting there. It's a long season. If I may, I wanted to just pitch in a little bit of Labor Day weekend. So we are talking about this coming weekend with Jive by Five and Jupiter String Quartet, August 27th, 28th. But the following weekend is already Labor Day weekend, which has always been very special at Music Mountain. And this year it will be even more special. It will be like a festival within a festival. And I invite everybody to check our website. There will be, if I may, I would say there is a family concert. There is a great free family concert on Saturday or during the Labor Day weekend, that is the 3rd of September, at 11 a.m. And we invite all families with children to come to the mountain to enjoy a wonderful interactive performance by the Mertz Trio. They are awesome. I have seen them play in schools and interact with school-age children, and they are fabulous. So it will be very special. They will also play music by Lily and Nadia Boulanger, the famous teacher of so many composers in Paris and pianist. And it will be a great program. We haven't done programs for children in a while, other than our spring region one, third and fourth graders concert. So this is another opportunity for families to come, start getting ready for the new academic year, come to Music Mountain, have a lot of fun with the Mertz Trio at 11 a.m. during the Saturday of the Labor Day weekend.
And then they play again in the evening, right?
That's right. So that weekend, Labor Day weekend, we'll have our usual concerts, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Something unique is that, and it's also tradition at Music Mountain, the Shanghai Quartet used to play back-to-back classical music concerts on Saturday and Sunday during Labor Day weekend, different programs, and this time the Mertz Trio will do the same. So they are going to perform the program of their Ink Spills album that includes brief readings and performances of French music mostly. And they will do that at 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 3rd of September. And then on Sunday, the 4th of September, actually, I am joining the Mertz Trio to perform the great Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, one of the greatest chamber music works ever written, I would say, but certainly one of the greatest chamber music works of the 20th century. And that will be on September 4th at 3 at the Labor Day Benefit Concert with the Mertz Trio, and myself here to serve you, Oscar Espina Ruiz Clarinet.
Now, you're also going to have that, on that day, you're going to have a bird song walk, right?
Yes. So, I mean, the list is fairly long. I feel hesitant to read the whole list, but that's correct. On Sunday, the 4th of September, because Messiaen was a great ornithologist, and he collected all and transcribed all these bird songs, he included bird songs in his music, included the piece we will play. So we thought that it would be great to have, in this case, instead of a pre-concert talk, we'll have a pre-concert bird song walk and listen to the birds at Music Mountain. And then we'll come in and probably complement that walk with some recordings and a little bit of a presentation, as we have been doing before some other concerts, but this time we'll do it outside. Yeah, there is a lot going on in terms of extra events around those two concerts. So I mentioned the family concert on Saturday at 11. Well, there is also two poetry readings. One is a presentation by Barbara Bechtolsheim, the author, and she will be talking about the poetry that relates to Haydn and Beethoven. And then following her, we'll have Margaret Gibson, Connecticut Poet Laureate, do a reading of her poetry on Saturday, September 3rd, before the 7 p.m. usual concert. And even more, after that, at 8:30 p.m., once it's dark, we're going to have a stargazing event. We're going to have telescopes at Music Mountain, and since the theme of the season has been Here Comes the Sun, we will look at the stars in the evening and have a great time. So a lot going on during Labor Day weekend at Music Mountain.
And if people want more information, of course, 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org. Well, we'll speak to you again next week for, obviously, another review of a very, very busy weekend coming up next weekend.
Yes, thank you so much, Marshall. It's great to talk to you.
All right, Oscar, take care.
Take care.
Oscar Ruiz, the artistic director at Music Mountain, musicmountain.org.